thanks certainly to Grand Central Rail for at least getting me down to the joys of the Tower Bridge Hotel in London. We're here to actually cover a special event for Southside Broadcasting. It's the annual dinner of the Safe Haven for Donkeys charity, and even more special, making her debut as an official Southside Broadcasting location reporter, is the fabulous comedian, actress, extraordinaire and writer Fiona Hardingham. Good to see you, Fiona.
Hello, nice to see you, Alex.
Weather conditions being quite interesting today, really. You managed to battle your way through from parts of London which were almost sort of cut off in Arctic conditions.
They were. I was very surprised that just in East Dulwich, if you are just outside a tube station, you are in trouble. You need a tube station right near your house when the snow comes in, because otherwise all just goes, awful, down the drain. I am now just covered.
Relax,
in
my girl, relax. It'll all be good.
It is good. I know, I'm in good shape now. I'm like thawing off. I can suddenly feel my fingers. And it's been great. I got to London Bridge and I just walked, and actually the snow had stopped by then, and it was beautiful.
I'm sure we'll get some coffee sorted out in a few moments. I'm still actually also recovering from one of our Polish folk who's actually working at the hotel, when she said in her own inimitable way, which I thought, it's Fiona Hardingham, this guy's, feel free to exploit me any way you wish. I thought, this is taking sort of the next level to a different line entirely, really.
That's brilliant. I haven't met her. You'll have to point me out to her, and then I'll create some sort of sketch about this.
Yeah, I think it'll definitely happen. Now, Safe Haven for Donkeys, as we said, it's one of the charities which is very close to Southside Broadcasting's heart. We've sent our dialer vet, Stuart Easby, over to actually help out on that point of view. What have your thoughts been on in terms of what you've looked at from the web, etc.?
Oh, I just thought it was absolutely adorable. And listening to the podcast that was taking place last week, Blackberry, was it? The donkey that had just been rescued. Absolutely adorable. And actually, getting through the snow today, I just think, look, those donkeys do a lot more work than you, Fiona. Keep walking. It was a motivation for me, Alex, to be honest. And the charity is just doing a marvellous job. And the lady that started it off, I mean, what a story.
Well, I do know we'll be featuring both, as you mentioned, Carolyn and the founders of the charity later on. Graham Harper will be joining us, to go with his wife Bernadette. So it's going to be a good day, and probably a good evening as well.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Do you think there'll be a donkey?
Well, I was actually told, I met up with a couple of guys from the charity, and they were claiming that they'd actually brought in two donkeys into the hotel. I mean, I would have thought, surely you actually need to have one heck of a pooper scoop from that point of view, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Oh my goodness. To be honest, it's mostly the best way to travel today by donkey. Yeah.
And very Christmassy as well, then the week before Christmas, to have one of those.
So exciting, Christmas is coming. I actually got a card through the mail yesterday with a donkey on, and I thought, there we go.
It's a sign, obviously.
It definitely was a sign. They are adorable, donkeys. Yes, fan, I'm a fan.
Now, we're continuing our general review here. We're starting a little promenade of the fabulous Tower Hotel here, Tower Bridge Hotel, and we're delighted to be able to speak to the amazingly wonderful and talented
Christina, guest relations.
Wonderful. Christina, I take it we have a similar Polish background, is that right?
Well, I have neighbours. I'm from Lithuania, actually, so Polish people, they are our neighbours, best friends.
Well, there we are, you see, obviously, as a Lefchuk, I can tell, obviously, there's a Lithuanian sort of Polish connection there, which is wonderful. Christina, we're currently in which part of the hotel?
At the moment, it's the one facing docks. Well, we have another one facing bridge, you will see it very soon.
Okay. Now, share with us, how long have you actually been connected with this fabulous company?
Well, actually, I just came 1 year and 2 months ago, so just start working here straight away.
And your thoughts about a Lithuanian gal working perfectly in England? How's it been?
Well, let's say now we have 4 people in our team, Lithuanians, so I believe we're doing very well.
Marvellous. That's what we like to hear, Lithuanian movie. Fiona, questions from yourself.
Wow. How do the hotels here in London compare to Lithuanian hotels?
Well, it depends. Totally different. Here, London has old buildings. We do have old buildings as well, but your history reaches more old times.
And so you visited the Tower of London, which is just a stone's throw away?
I'm afraid not yet, but I'm looking forward.
Oh, Christina, we're going to have to sign you up as our location reporter to cover the Tower of London, really. An early sort of 15th century residence, really, I think, for some of our monarchy miscreants. Fiona, one of the great things about the whole package that we're actually here is obviously the location setup. I mean, obviously, you're from Los Angeles, at least you spend a lot of time in Los Angeles. Is it the sense of history that makes it all magical here in Britain?
Oh, certainly. I miss it so much the architecture when I'm back in LA. It's a sort of MDF put together, and I mean there is beautiful beaches, so it's hard to compare really, but the history of London, just walking through the streets, the cobbles, it's just beautiful. Yeah, so I do really miss it. I do.
And you've been obviously working in Los Angeles as a comedian and actress now for 2 years, 3 years?
For 2 years, yes, 2 years, and I'm still going and really very much enjoying it. But obviously the comedy circuit here is also a lot of fun. So either side of the pond, I'm a very happy woman.
Fantastic stuff. Now, donkeys, Christina. One of the key things about why we're here today is because of this great event that's taking place in the Carvery for Safe Haven for Donkeys. And I know when I first turned up this morning, you thought, what's he on about donkeys, etc.? What kind of unusual events do you actually host at the hotel? Are donkey sort of things one of the most unusual?
Well, it depends. Well, a couple of months ago, we had Harleys. We had our biggest suite just stored with old-fashioned Harleys, a lot of bikes and so on. That was very nice as well.
Wow, extraordinary. The second time this year that Harley-Davidsons have been mentioned as key things. The last time was actually the National Memorial Centre at Staffordshire, really, where there was a Harley-Davidson Remembrance Day. It's obviously a growing scenario for you.
Yes, it is. And indeed, actually up the PCH, which is the Pacific Coast Highway in LA, there are a lot of bikers. And actually my favourite fish and chip shop up there, called Neptune's Net, is riddled with the things. And I haven't yet ridden one, have you?
No.
No. They didn't even let you at the event. They didn't let you.
They didn't let me do anything.
Oh!
I'm feeling as though we need to start a campaign here, Christina, to sort of obviously sort of get you on the Harley-Davidson, do some tours of the London area. It's sounding here. Moving on, we obviously mentioned a plug there for the Los Angeles area fish and chip stores, which is always good from that point of view. What's the web address for the Tower Bridge Hotel? Do we have an internet address? Is there a way in which people can, who are listening to this internationally, can actually say, well, that's how we get in touch with the Tower Bridge Hotel?
So it's www.guaman.co.uk.
It's crucial you mentioned that, because I know when I was coming down here, people said, yes, it's the Thistle Hotel. And I was asking a couple of people en route for directions to the Thistle Hotel. The first person I actually asked was a street sweeper who didn't actually hear me because he was listening to his iPod. He then actually removed his headphones and then said, oh, yes, that's the one. It's just down there. But you have got some sensational views here.
Views about St. Catherine's Dock, and another, yeah, which each and every guest is asking for a Tower Bridge view whenever they're staying in a hotel.
Yeah, now I've noticed that, even just sort of sitting in at a reception waiting for Fiona to arrive today and get her way through the snow. A number of people said, yes, I'd like to have the view. That's the one, view. We even had Scouse people from Liverpool, actually, Christine, actually saying, I've lost my mobile phone on the tube, but I want the room with the view.
The room with the view, it is an amazing view. Actually, I did stroll over it this morning, and beautiful, beautiful. Do you walk to work?
I walk but from another side, from Tower Hill Station. Oh, but of course, I pass the wonderful Tower Bridge view just next door.
It's stunning.
Now, I know that hopefully sometime in 2011 we'll be coming back and doing a more in-depth sort of analysis and feature on the fabulous hotel that you actually got here. Weather, though, I've got to ask that question, because who knows what was going to happen with respect to weather later on today. I'm sure we'll survive. That's what we do, survive and thrive. But how does this compare winter-wise with Lithuania? I would have thought this is just, I mean, you must secretly, Christina, be laughing at the British, mm-hmm, when we actually see a few sort of bits of frozen ice, frozen water, and the whole country seems to shut down. I mean, Heathrow and Gatwick have both closed today.
Well, it's a bit, you never know London weather. In Lithuania, it's just proper winter, minus 10 degrees. It's all snowing, but people are prepared. And here, you never know. Yesterday, it was heavy snow for 15 minutes. After that, bright and sunshine outside. So you never know. You can't predict London weather, I'm afraid.
You see, that, Fiona, is Christina being polite.
She was being very polite. We are fickle weather. That's what we are, England. Indeed, you're right. But minus 10? How did you survive?
Well, you see, it's just because this is very humid here, but I'm surviving here as well.
I'm amazed, actually, Christina, you haven't just come out in a bikini today, actually, because it's that sort of scenario in terms of the whole setup. It's a different line entirely. Fiona, any other questions?
No, I think we've done it. Thank you so much for showing us this beautiful view.
Absolutely. Christine, it's been an absolute delight just spending some time with you. This room, once again, is called?
This
particular area?
It's Guaman Club Lounge.
The Club Lounge, yes. I think we'd sort of highly recommend this for any folk from that point of view. And we will speak again, I'm sure.
Great. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Now we're continuing our little promenade around the Tower Bridge Hotel, and Fiona, you've just entered one of these wonderful meeting rooms.
Yes, I have, and it's remarkable because there's these windows they have here that are the shape of as if you were inside a ship and you were looking out of the ship into the sea, or the River Thames, as we are, and it's brilliant.
It is quite an extraordinary sort of sight that we're actually looking at. It's the City of London by twilight, really, in the bleak midwinter.
It is. It's very bleak. We can see Butler's Wharf. We can see the view, the very popular Tower Bridge view. And Christina's been very kind to show us this meeting room, which is very cosy.
For a moment, I thought I saw Dick Van Dyke actually sort of just doing the chimney thing over there. But anyway, Christina, some of the figures and statistics in terms of meeting rooms like this, would you like to just share with the listener how many things we've actually got here? Because we've got quite a substantial number.
No problem. We have 19 meeting rooms. If you split our biggest one, without splitting it, it's 15 meeting rooms. Which all very different one, different size, different shape, for different uses as well.
Okay, and we talked about over 100 guest rooms in terms of bedrooms, is that right?
Yes, we have 801 room.
I've got to ask, why 801? Was it a case you just thought, we want to go just one over the 800?
Well, that's our secret.
Yeah, that's okay. We can work through that. Memo, Fiona, look into that.
I definitely will. I've suddenly got this like flash of Jane Eyre. I'm thinking, is there a woman stuck in 801 that we'll suddenly meet at the end of the book?
Or possibly a sailor with the ship that's sort of to hand in all sorts of ways there. And in terms of the meeting rooms and conference venues, etc., presumably available for booking by companies, great and small?
Normally, we use our suites both for weddings, mostly our biggest one, and for conferences. Whatever conference you have, whatever company, you're more than welcome.
I appreciate you won't have the names of the companies to hand. We mentioned obviously Harley Davidson's and so on. Are there any other sort of companies that kind of made use of this? And if not, perhaps they should be doing?
You mean the companies?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, there are plenty. Well, I can't mention names, exactly. I believe.
But see, that was just a test there. She passed it evidently.
She did
yes,
do
exactly
well.
So. We will actually acknowledge that, in fact, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting in association with Pharmanor Nutritional Supplements and, of course, Charles Ather and Co. And, of course, thanks to Grand Central Rail for at least getting me here. And, of course, Fiona, you managed to walk all the way from Dulwich.
Yes, I walked like a donkey. no, I am fine. Just wet feet, that's all.
Yeah, a constant sort of routine. Where are we going now?
And now I'll show you another suite if you would like to have a look, and then I will show you some bedrooms.
Aww.
Well, that sounds like an offer I wasn't expecting at this time of day.
Indeed, me too.
Now, a few moments ago, Fiona uttered those immortal words. Have you seen the Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes film? And it does remind you of that, the view that we're looking at now.
It definitely does. I'm just picturing Holmes like jumping from one side of Tower Bridge to the other and bombs going off and yeah, it is sort of sparking up the memories of that film.
Very true, although, as I had to point out to some of my journalism students at the University of Lincoln, Sherlock Holmes is indeed a fictional character, just in case people thought he was genuinely real. It has been pointed out there.
That's gutting. Yes. What about Santa?
Oh, I think he's definitely real. Comes over from Latvia, I believe. In terms of, again, the view itself, again, simply stunning. I mean, it must be something that's very much a high spot of the hotel, I would have thought.
This one, well, I'm afraid I can't show you best ones, but you would be very surprised.
Blown away.
Blown away, indeed. I mean, this one is pretty remarkable. I'm expecting sort of like a bridge to the Tower Bridge. Anything better than this, really, because this is fantastic.
Well, I'm certainly glad on a day like today that you seem to have actually sorted out the insulation with the windows, etc. I wouldn't want to be this high up with the northeasterlies blowing winds and so on.
Well, can you feel it?
I always. Exactly.
We're doing well. We're nice and toasty. It's good and cozy in this hotel, for sure.